Let the games begin. Where this pod ends, nobody knows. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to season three, episode two of the D Hoop University podcast. This is your boy Daryl Harris, also known as D Hoopster. And we are back. The season's well underway. There's plenty of hoops to talk about. I opened with a very, very slight disclaimer. If you heard it, where this goes, nobody knows, because you know that laugh. We have
That's right.
to the
That's
classroom, to the audience, to the lecture.
Stop shooting,
We got
boy,
our
Tony.
boy JB the Ticket.
And I brought the L this time.
We
Go
love
ahead.
That as well. However you're listening to this, you might be watching, you might be listening, you might be driving. We appreciate you for listening and for tuning in. There's much to get into. End of the year. Where did the year go?
This year can keep going. We're not even asking about that. This year can keep going. Go ahead.
I didn't even finish a proper intro, but yes, man. JB the Ticket, host of Vegas Scoreboard Express, one
Thank
of
you
the
guys.
Most successful sports betting platforms you can follow out there.
Thank you.
Great audio, great energy each and every Saturday and Sunday to get into the slate of sports. And personally, somebody who I've gotten to know, thankfully, and we've been locked in for a little while, so
yeah,
this is
at
second
a high
nature
level.
Now
Operating at a high level, this young man has also got a lead on some scans. He's got a lead on some scans. All right, but anyway, let's
we
talk
love
some
it.
Hoops, man. Let's talk some hoops, because you know the
we
state of
it.
Basketball is bad. You know I got to speak on it, but we
and
talked about it earlier.
This is what we came to do. This is a town hall, if you will, because look at me jumping out of order already with the notes, because we got
to
get
way
right into
basketball
it.
is now. They shouldn't even do a tip off. They should just get right to the first three. See who can hit it from the top of the key. And that's who get ball first. They should go back to park rules. Go ahead.
I love where we're starting, because that is the meat and
And
potatoes
no
of the
ball
episode.
spots, people. No ball spots. JB the Ticket. Oh, but he still got all that. He still got all the fade. You feel me? All the fade. Go ahead.
We're gonna start with some shout outs, man. Who you got in mind? I'll run one out there while you do that. But shout out to, oh man, shout out to the family. I mean, that's a crutch during shout outs, but shout out to the family. This is a rough time of year for some. This is the best time of year for others. Do your due diligence. Always check in. Shout out to them. Shout out to the NBA Cares. NBA Cup was just in town this past weekend, and I got a chance to go down there and cover it. Got a chance to watch some games in person. But more importantly, we live in Las Vegas, and a local discourse, which is probably the case anywhere, but especially somewhere here where so many entities come to Vegas and are
Yeah.
right out of here. But
Yeah.
they're doing their best to try. I'm wearing an F1 beanie for those who are watching, and it's like the entities that do come in, they make their attempt, whether it's a whatever the purpose is behind it, they make their attempt to leave a positive mark. And the NBA Cares group, they went and redid the whole Heinrich YMCA, man. It looks incredible.
That's fantastic. I'm glad to hear it, because this town is now finally joining the ranks of sports. As this town embraces professional sports and learns how to develop the sports betting aspect around professional sports, I think we've done well here. Haven't had any local scandals. But I think that a lot of what we're seeing here in Las Vegas now is the evolution of where the city has to go from a tourism industry standpoint. We never had full-time sports. We're trying to get all three seasons. We have the NFL, we have the NHL, where the Knights are doing pretty well right now. But we also are looking for basketball. UNLV is trying to make a comeback. Their football team, shout
Hey
out to
now.
them. They
Hey.
got their bowl win. We stole the coach though. Needed that at Purdue. Thank you. But anyway.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad I get to hit you with something. I'm
ahead.
glad I get to hit you with something that you didn't get the prep for, because of course I
That
know you have
works.
plenty to say, but this will go right in. I'm gonna squeeze this in before our redesigned NBA format. But I
Yes.
just had to write it down before I forgot it. Go ahead.
Okay. Write what down? See, old man done forgot. You talking about the football?
I we'll get to it.
Okay. But yeah, I was waiting on you. I thought it was an intro reduction there, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, I just wanted to shout out that because it's funny, we were talking over the summer. I was refereeing some games at Heinrich YMCA earlier this year,
Yes.
and I was funny enough, I'm almost positive. It's hard to remember, almost pushing 10 years plus since AAU days, but I played at Heinrich YMCA as a kid. I'm almost positive. So it's dope to see that they had guys like Joakim Noah, Darren Williams down there, Deputy Commissioner Mark Tatum was down there,
There you
Bob,
go.
players, mascots, the whole nine. They got, brand new
And I'm smoking too,
studios.
people. I want to make sure people know that I wasn't doing no powders. I was just trying to smoke off camera, but who gives a shit? It's legal. I'm old. I'm not
And
committed
it's
to
the
nothing.
holiday break, all right? Mind
Yeah,
yours.
I just got out
Mind
of
yours.
six classes in 6 months for this law school thing, man. You know what I mean?
Come on
And
now.
I'm doing all right with it,
The marathon
one of my classes.
continues.
Yeah, definitely the marathon continues because I lost the shoe in one of my classes, but I kept the sock on. So I'm just waiting on this other score. My one professor, he trying to drop the scores when the term ends, so he ain't got to talk to nobody. I don't know if that's good or bad. But anyway,
Hey
let's
man,
get into these sports.
this is D Hoop University. I'm always inclined to do what I can as a professor to try and show some leniency to the student that's gonna meet me halfway.
There you go. But there's but not multiple choice. When you pick the wrong one, it's an X on the board. But anyway.
Shout out to Shiv as well, man. Shiv's traveling, getting
Yes.
settled in, but we're going to tap in with Shiv very soon as well. First order of business is a segment that I want to become. This is the first one, so there won't be much introduction at all going forward. Segment that I want to become, sort of the this is the Big Mac of the pod, where this could be the whole pod, this could be 5 seconds, but who's hooping? At D
In
Hoop
my opinion,
University.
yeah, I'll answer that question. College basketball players, they hooping right now. Shout out to the college ball
I
players. What a
love
shout
that
out.
take. I love that take.
These guys last year, my mother, 83 years old, she's a grandmother to sport, birthed me. I'm a baller. I played ball. Anybody who actually knows me, they know JB would have
Hey, I
dunked
saw
on you
some
back in the
clips of your
day.
boy Cam'ron today too,
There you
talking about he
go.
was going
Yeah,
to Florida
yeah,
State
yeah,
before
yeah.
he didn't pass his
Yeah,
SATs.
I told you them the MCQs. You gotta stay eligible. You gotta stay eligible. It happens to a lot of kids. You know what I mean? I'm more of a A minus B plus student. I never had a problem with eligibility. It was just more of a I guess what they could say a drive problem. Like I started picking up money at an early age, and
Hey now.
practice was one of those things where it was like once I knew I probably wasn't gonna go pro. I mean, I had opportunities. Like a lot of kids are back in my day, but checks was cashing early, and money was real. So we went that way with that. At least I did, but
Nothing to
anyway,
play about. Now
but
these
yeah,
co hey, and these college boys know all about it. They know all about it right
the
now.
college boys are finally getting paid. It's crazy because they're paying kids who couldn't beat our generation, and we were the ones who should have been earning the money because we were the culture. I mean, imagine if DeJuan Wagner would have got $1 million NIL. He probably wouldn't have caught the stomach flu. Okay. Imagine if Darius Miles would have got an NIL. He probably wouldn't be
Yeah.
locked up right now. So you got to
Telfair.
think about, Telfair. He just caught a raw deal. And that's going to go into what we're going to discuss tonight about how to fix the NBA because the
On the
NBA
flip, yeah. Imagine Tyson
is
Chandler going to
Tyson
freaking
Chandler.
USC
You know what I
for
mean? It would have given more continuity. And that's one of the issues that. A lot of people have as far as like following players and trying to figure out, who on what team. Like when I was younger, even 10, 15 years ago, I could tell you the starting five of roughly 80% of the NBA. I couldn't tell you who's starting now. It's by design, their load management, the lineups, the different changes. And also shout out to Doug Gottlieb over at one of the schools that he's coaching. I think he's
Yeah.
coaching Wisconsin Green Bay. He's terrible.
Yeah.
He's terrible. But shout out to him. But going back to do something I would have wanted to do, being a sports announcer and coaching, now that I see that these kids don't listen and you will get smacked,
Man,
I don't
that's
want to do
I that I love that's
that.
something that is worth a deep dive another time as well, but
Yeah.
I encourage the athlete the analyst, the overall fanatic to jump into the coaching seat. We're seeing it. Michael Vick got the job at
Yeah, I
Norfolk
might coach some
State.
high school, you know, if
Deion
one of the high
Sanders,
schools.
of course, has demonstrated success making
Another one of
that
these guys too, Warren Sapp. You know, I was talking bad
part
about
of
him
his
with the
staff.
defense. Warren Sapp has found new life. He's going to be great. He's going to be great. It's
And
funny you mentioned.
even Wojnarowski, you know, just saying I'm going to get into the
Yeah,
front
he's
office executive side of it, because
at St.
everybody
Bonnie's. Yeah.
has, at a time when everybody has something to say, and maybe that's a gripe of people who observe analysts or personalities, when everybody has something to say and an opinion, okay,
Yeah.
well, you do it. How,
Yeah.
you know, and if this is the you do it era, you know, then by all means, you get on the sideline and look at Penny Hardaway, you know, things like,
Yes. Is he still coaching at Memphis or did they drop him?
yeah, no, and Memphis is dangerous this year. They're dangerous. I
That's
bet they'll be in
fantastic.
contention for
That's
attorney spot.
fantastic. That's
That
fantastic to know.
that's a dope shout out to Who's Hooping, because yeah, I paid attention to the college season as well a little bit so far. I got some more conference plays coming up, of course.
And then going back over to the football side, I know a couple of the quarterbacks just picked up a couple jobs. I know the one guy out in California, he's the head coach at his old alma mater now. What was the guy? Carson Palmer, I think
Is he
he's
really?
coaching. I think
He's coaching down there now?
he's coaching in high school. I know there's a couple other guys popped up. I think Andrew Luck is doing some stuff
It's a
because
thing. It's
it's all
happening.
money now. It's all worth money now. It's
Man,
worth
well, for
money.
one, if hey,
It's
it's
second,
all a
third
business.
generation players. The
It's all a
nepotism is real.
business.
The
Yes.
Nepo
As
babies are real.
someone, you know,
So,
who
that's
will
what it
be
is.
knee deep in youth sports in no time, trust me, I know about it, and I'd love to get ahead of it if I can.
Yeah, I mean, I tell people this all the time that if you
Or
have,
be a positive contributor to it, somebody who cares about
it's
the
a
product
positive,
and who cares
it's
about
a,
the youth, whatever level, whatever level.
but it also has to come back to teaching these kids business much earlier. Like I told you, I left basketball when I was
That's
a youth
fair.
player,
That's fair. Be transparent.
high school and in college, because I discovered real estate commissions. So, I made $10,000. I don't really feel like playing ball. That was just me. But we got to teach these kids about the money. We got to teach them about commitment, contracts, the right type of law, the right type of legal advice, and just restructure this game because basketball is no longer a community sport. It is now a business. The community has left the game. Parks are empty. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We can re-espouse on it again. The parks are empty because the dream is dead. Hoop dreams for guys from my generation and older, it's over. We've been living through re recession after recession for the last 20 years. So, basketball as relating to the general population outside of what people have been doing for the sport, it's just not there. Like I mentioned to you before, the kids don't wear the jerseys, the adults don't wear the jerseys, unless it's game day. It's not a part of fashion. The basketball sneakers all look like space boots. I wouldn't wear them. Jordans were a fashion statement. These new sneakers that are coming out, they all look terrible. But
Well,
go ahead.
with the fashion game, you know, the fashion game, you if you're not in tune with it, that's almost what they're going for at all times. It's funny, and this is a good way to sort of form the rebuttal to that stance. Not that I don't agree with a good portion of what you're saying, and you know, can see, you know, how it's evolved and transformed as well. The counter argument, which is that's what I want to get into. As far as who's hooping, it'll be diced into throughout the show, but I definitely want to give a shout out before we maybe never come back to these people again. But that boy Cam Johnson for the Brooklyn Nets, he is
Yeah.
hooping. He's
Yeah.
taking extra opportunity in Brooklyn with them trading away Dennis Schroeder and no Cam Johnson. I mean, no Cam Thomas. That brother's going to get picked up probably by a playoff contender in the next 3 to 4 weeks. It's just a
I
matter of
wouldn't doubt
who.
it. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
You got to remember these teams are now also being coached by an entirely new generation of coaches. And that's something that also needs to be discussed as far as gameplay. You've got coaches who are now in the driver's seat, if you will, who are coaching the game they wanted to play and the game they wanted to see. It's very similar to also the video game era. I know that when I was younger, many of my younger friends, colleagues, our video game structure we looked at NBA Live, 2K. It was dribble dunk heavy. So that was our culture as ball players. This era is a culture of jump shooters. Some of them are flat foot shooters. And that comes from the video game era, because when you're playing your video game and you scored 165 points because you took 63s in the game, playing the video game, that virtual reality is going to transfer over into tangible reality. We saw it with, parents talking about it from the violence in the video games, the Mortal Kombat, the Dooms, the Call of Duty. Call of Duty helped increase military recruitment. So the style of play also is reflected in the style of video game play. When I played video games 20 years ago, we tried to emulate the type of play that was on the television through our digital play. But as we progressed and realized that, wait, this is digital, let's just shoot 500 threes. That's where I remember the unmitigated launching of three-pointers for its origin. It started in
And
video games, and
it's
now it's
funny.
translated into real life. Go ahead.
No, that's a great infiltration little nugget there, because I got to shout out Stephon Castle playing alongside Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio. Stephon Castle is going to win Rookie of the Year.
Didn't he
He
go to
was
UConn?
the, yes, sir, big
Yeah,
part of that winning
I told
formula
you
over
guys
there.
about him a couple of years ago. He still got a little bit of street ball mentality, plays with a chip on his shoulder.
He's a raw dog.
And again,
Pause.
he's exactly, yeah, pause. Press that button. Hold on, pause. All right, there we go. We're back. We're back. But yeah, we got
No,
to
he's
make
getting to it,
sure.
man. Because Wemby, it's a double shout out, because Wemby is ridiculous as well, man. The second year leap is happening in 4K. He hit seven threes last night. He had
Wemby,
42 points. He had
that's what I'm
five
saying.
blocks. And what's impressive, I watched a 2-minute clip of all his most ridiculous rejections this season so far. What I observed in that clip was that in so many of them, Stephon Castle is turning that rejection into transition. Like, it was on a loop. Wemby gets
Yeah,
the
and
block.
these young kids aren't
He's
ready for that.
in the middle of the court. Downhill, you're either stopping him or he's facilitating. And that's what
Yeah.
he did at college. That's why, even without a jump shot, without a
He'll
knockdown jump shot, he's
figure that
immediately
out.
impactful, because he's the defender at once and he's got great instincts. Like, the way he was turning those transition opportunities into buckets for San Antonio, they hit that pick out of the park.
But
And
let's talk
that's
about
what's,
Wemby.
one second, because that's
Yeah.
what's super cool that you mentioned the video game element. I've been knee deep in my career in my free time recently, finally, as well, because when the season
Right.
plays, I like to play the game to tinker with, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. 2K25
Understood.
is a ridiculous game as well. I can't, people hate on it. It's just because they don't like to have fun.
Right.
My player, I felt like this was a wing, small forward, get on the rim, because you can skill finish all around the rim and stuff, type of game. I made a small forward. And I went to San Antonio. I'm 6'8", 6'9", highlight, real
This
type of
is just
build.
where I was getting ready to go.
I went to San
Talk to
Antonio
me.
because I said, I'm going to play next to Victor Wembanyama, and we're going to figure this thing out. It's not rocket science. We got him down there pick and pop all day, pick and roll all day, and I'm the wing that you're not going to be able to account for, because your big man is probably attached to my big man, who might be at the three-point line. Who's
That's
stopping me at
why
the rim?
I wanted San Antonio to take Edie, but they picked up the UConn kid apparently. So that's fine.
And he's doing it.
Good.
And
And
what's
Edie's
even
playing
better for
well too.
him and for Wemby is that they're just sponging next to Chris Paul. They're just watching him play old man ball and
Right.
having knowledge in the locker room and practices on the bus. And Chris isn't going to share the court. He's got, some of that, veteran bravado, whatever. You have to earn the trust of an NBA vet. So he's like, you're not in the rotation if CP doesn't think you should be on the court. So it's
He's
like,
this era's John Stockton. You're never going to win a championship, but we respect what you brought to the basketball game. But he's never going to win a championship. But to talk about Wembanyama, and you mentioned that you
he's
created
been hooping, man.
an exorbitant player in your video game. Wembanyama is a video game creation. 7'5", shoots threes, dribbles like a guard. That is the
Plays in a stance. What
plays in the
seven
stance
foot five player?
on a video game. That's the point I'm telling you. If people want to know why the game has changed, it's because of the video games. If you can create a player, when Create a Player came out years ago, we made him all 6'11", shoot like a guard, 99 everything. And then we let him shoot the whole game. And anyone who's watching this or listening to this, who's played video games through the era of when they were created to their evolution of today, knows what I'm talking about. There was a game back in the early 90s, NCAA basketball, which will probably come back now since the NIL is available because the football game has been released. There was a kid that played on that team, a digital kid named Davidson for the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. He did not miss three pointers. It was outrageous. He did not miss. And if you were able to get it organized to where he could play on your team and not have to come out of the game, you could win 80, 90% of your games. There was another player on the Clemson team, and I can't think of who he is, but he got every single rebound that came off the board. So
Yeah, no, hey, art imitates life, and who
that's the point I'm
creates the
making.
art?
Yes.
People
Yes.
do. And
Yes. And basketball is an art. So do
it's a
you
seesaw
artists.
kind of
Yeah.
dynamic.
Yeah.
And that's, again, the rebuttal to what a lot of the popular grievances are with the league is, if I were to list them, it's that, it's a 3-point shoot off. We're just watching teams play AI basketball, essentially. It's not the feel of the game that it would. Some nights the refs are dictating everything. What I could say to that is that I don't believe you're watching the games for real. And
Okay.
that's fine to have a take off of the bits and pieces you consume, because the amount that you do consume is a reflection of how successful the league is at what their product is at the current time, because there's
Right.
flaws there that we will address and try to, improve. So I don't blame people for that take, but I don't believe you're watching the
But this is
level
the
of
same
play
thing.
that still is on the court.
But this is the same thing that I saw when I was coming up, back in the 80s and 90s, 2000s. Everybody from the era of the 50s, 60s, and 70s complained about park ball, N-word ball, if you will, And there was, backlash from the one-on-one play. I remember
Street
in high
ball, for
I remember in high
lack of a better word.
school, my coach get on me, JB, one-on-one, man, you got to pass it, get out. Now that's celebrated. So it's just the evolution of the game. Everything evolves. A lot of
It
people know
does.
my show is geared more towards football, pro and college football. And that game has also evolved. A lot of griping in pro football about you can't hit no more. You can't take the quarterback out. You can't lay the wood, pause, like you used to. You can't put the Rydell on them, can't hit them with the helmet. You can't tackle
And that's not all for
the
nothing. We would
aggressiveness.
like some of these guys to for their mental health to stay intact. You know what I
Right,
mean?
right, right.
It's
So,
evolution.
but
It's still
after
football.
it's still football, then that's the point I'm saying. After you get past that, you still have all the other elements of football. However, there is one thing that they changed that I find it to just be atrocious: the new kickoff rule. What the
They're
what
going
is
to change it again. They're going to change it again expeditiously. Whatever the
that?
intended
Everybody
result
line up
was.
in front of each other. We're gonna kick it behind you, and ain't nobody ever gonna run it back again. Yeah, I mean, you basically
No, they're
killed
going to
special
silently pull the
teams.
plug on that one. I see that coming.
They need to get rid of that rule. That rule has changed the fate of a lot of teams. If you go back to the era of a Devin Hester, D'Angelo Hall, these guys would now become useless.
Dante Hall.
Excuse me, yeah, Dante Hall. These guys are useless now because you're not going to be getting the kickoffs. And on the punt return, you saw what happened. The guy kicked the 70-yard field goal as a punt through the uprights. I'm like, where are you pulling these rules out of? They're in the books. It's like going to court and they throw the book at you and hit you with an obscure rule from 1862 and convict you. And it was pre-slavery, but it had nothing to do with slavery and it was never repudiated. So it's the same type of concept with basketball. Look, people just have to understand the new era is going to play like this. And also, parents and people who are producing these players, coaches of this new era, have to understand this is what you're producing. And on the flip side of that, I do wonder where the dribble drive goes and the high flying, because I see the Instagram highlights of these kids and then they get to the college and pro level and that
Well,
all
shoot,
goes
man.
away.
And that speak that that there's a multi, faceted conversation to be had there as well, because a lot of the changes of the game is because of the physical stress on the body. And like football, we like the football, like the games evolved to protect the player a little bit more. There's a couple of things at play in the NBA. For one, of course, we know it's a global league. It's not just an American product, and it hasn't been for decades now, but it is now the deepest it's been in international talent. In the 90s, there weren't 100 foreign big men in the league. There is now, for more, give or take a few, but or just the one percentage athletes. There wasn't a Wembanyama and a Gobert and a Edie and a Clint,
Giannis.
there wasn't this many of these guys just in the NBA. Whereas you open the floodgates to the best talent and best physical specimens in the world, we're going to see a game that now has to be played differently. And shout out to my boy Rocket, man. When he was on here talking during the Olympics, he let us know, because he's played professionally overseas. He's got collegiate records set. Shout out to Rocket, man. That's my dog since kindergarten. He's like, man, the NBA is also WWE. He knows I love wrestling as well. It's also WWE. It's theater. They don't have to prove to anybody that they are good at basketball. Maybe unless you're Ben Simmons, you have to, prove everybody wrong again. But which he's, we'll see.
Ben Simmons
Anywho.
just lost his drive, and we all know why. That curse is real. Not going into it. Next.
Anywho. But he said it's WWE as well. You want to see some of the best basketball? You can see that a dozen different venues and leagues that aren't just the NBA, but the NBA also is in arenas, and these guys are paid a fortune. And so, yes, there's an element of entertainment, but also the actual players in there are all over the place. And so, when that's the case, all right, well, yeah, the game does look different now because there's way more running. The defense has to be able to be attached to their man 30 feet from the hoop. And as much as the ball moves faster than the man, these are basic basketball principles. As much as the ball's moving around, there's data to support it that the miles ran, the tread is building up on these players. So that way there are fewer. We saw Ja Morant make the statement. Perfect example. He said, "I'm not trying to dunk anymore. I'm actually not." We know jumpers, shout out to my boy Tony Crosby, slam ball superstar. Jumpers know that, look, it's cool to be up there. It don't feel cool the day
When
after
your
a
knees
whole
fall
lot.
off, when your knees fall off.
We
And you
saw
know,
stunted careers. So,
we saw it with Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose was a power leaper and it destroyed his career from that perspective. But going back to what you said about the Euro ball, I wanted to touch on that because
I
I've been
wish
a
they get this card alarm turned off
oh
quickly.
man.
Go ahead.
I can't even hear it. Couldn't even hear it. But the
Bingo.
Euro basketball and the running, you explained about the running. That's a valid point. The data does show that. And that's why guys like Zion Williamson weren't able to make it. The other guy, Emeka Okafor, a couple of years back, he wasn't able to make it. The big man standing planted.
Oh man, we've seen a lot of the bigs that just couldn't. Hashim Thabeet, you know what I mean?
Sonogu, he's not in the league.
Yeah.
You're not going to see that. And it's because of what you said, the running. The build of the NBA player has also changed. In my era, it got bulked up. Guys were in the gym. This era, these guys, not only are many of them African, and I can make this joke, but they all look like they run marathons. And you made a good point. Apparently, they are running a marathon every game. So the load management argument now needs to be looked at from the perspective of the data. Well, because of the game change, because of the body makeup change, and because of the structure of the game, there is no opportunity for the bigger, more durable, more muscle-bound athletic basketball players to play at the NBA level because the game is much faster and it's a continual flow. The days are long gone also of the shorter player. Okay. Ja
Yeah,
Morant
you
is
don't get
one
a
of the,
break during a defensive possession. You don't, all right, let me get back on defense. I might have this possession off. No, help. You know how many ball screens there are as a big
Because there are
man
no set
that you
plays.
have to run out? You won't play. You won't touch the court if you can't defend the ball screen.
There is a new structure of play. As I was mentioning, shorter point guards, one of the things they did back in the day, from the days of the 80s and 90s, where you saw from a Spud Webb, a Earl Boykins, Isaiah Thomas first and second incarnation, Iverson, they were back to basket players, and because of the set nature of the plays that they were running, they were able to operate into the offense and pick their spots. If you're under 6'3", now you're going to get picked to death. You're not even going to get open. That's
Oh
why
yeah,
Steph Curry,
mismatch
let's talk
hunting.
about that.
That's
Yeah, that's why Steph Curry became a jump shooter, and people blame him for saying he changed the league, but Steph Curry figured out his survival, because when Steph Curry came in from Davidson, he was a set shooter. Yes, he'd come up and make the pull up, but we already saw that with Jimmer Fredette. His style at Davidson was set offense shooting. When he got to the Warriors, and I remember Mark Jackson was coaching him at first, he wasn't doing too well. He was an easy guard. He was still having to play against the last remnants of the players from my era, bigger bodied, more muscled, more set plays, slow down the game. When he came back and I think it was 2011, and he just started
Yeah, he
running
got
around.
drafted 09, 10. So yeah,
Yeah.
about 12, 11, 12. It was
He
Steph's
started
time.
running around and started playing ball the way the guys at the gym, at the Y, at the park, his size, comparable size, 5'8" in the real world, 6'3" in the NBA, would play. They would run
Smallest
to the
guys on the
open spot,
court.
catch it, and shoot it immediately before you can get to him. And then he started hitting.
And he started the hierarchy, and he didn't start it, but he started it sort of at that level. Remember
He
his
had to because they
when
were
he
blocking his
rose, he had
shot.
the layups that were high, mad high.
Yes. He
They put that into
recreated.
some of the video games where the Steph specific layup would go dumb high.
He was specifically changed his game to survive. And in doing that, he changed the game. We also talk about Michael Jordan. When Michael Jordan came into the NBA, he was super finesse, super park smooth, handles, doing double crossover pull-ups. But they would foul him. They broke his leg. They were smashing on homie because they got tired of being embarrassed. When he got healed up and he came back in 89, totally different. He began to play strong ball, post up Jordan. This one, we post up Jordan, six guard posting up, fadeaways, getting rebounds, playing stronger defense, giving it back to them the way that they were giving it to him. That's what
And then build
made
a
that
system around that. Start playing
and built the
triangle.
system around him because they were under Doug Collins and it was kind of a free for all. Pass it to Jordan and hope for the best. When Phil
Oh,
came
yeah.
there,
We know
he
about the Bulls in the 80s.
right. But the basketball, they changed it because in the 80s, it was showtime.
It's
So
just it's cyclical, man.
these complaints are going to be in every era. Everyone was complaining about showtime. The Bad Boys were considered to be thugs because of their strong defensive capability.
And then the
And
game got ugly for a decade.
the game got ugly, but the Bulls figured out how to make ugly beautiful with that triangle. Okay,
it.
while you're going to foul the
I feel
guy
it.
you think is going to the basket, when Pippen is driving baseline, we got Tony Kukoc or Luke Longley coming straight down the lane, hot fire, quick dump off. Boom, you're getting dunked on by an Australian who wouldn't even be considered. But now you have to understand, going back to what you said about the data of running, guys like Zion Williamson, all these bigger guys, heavy set guys, leapers, that's useless now. It's easier to just play ball, shoot jumpers, and make layups. We've seen an era of entertainment in relationship to the athleticism and the creative artistry of dancing with the basketball. Now that the era has gone to a stat era, I think we should delve into the part of the conversation where we talk about restructuring the NBA as an entity and how it operates with these teams. And
It
that's
has to
where,
be.
yes, go
It
ahead.
has to happen. And the league is aware of that. They are, the NBA tries stuff left and right. The play-in came out of nowhere.
I would love
The
to. I can give you
so
guys
it's
the.
happening.
I can give you guys the. If you guys out there listening to NBA, I know you write for NBA.com. Cut out the bad parts of the video, but send them this good part because this is real business. And I've watched this and I've looked at how other leagues have created themselves in an entity and in a market to realize where you are. The NBA is an extension of FIBA. It's FIBA America. We used to play our brand of basketball up until about the early 2000s, American brand of basketball. And it was proven to that that point be ineffective. That's when we were losing to the Greeces and the Lithuanias and various
Argentina.
Teams. Argentina.
Yeah.
So what we ended up doing was not only we started filling the league with those players, guys like Leandro Barbosa when he came from Brazil, you know, tons of guys that you know the Dragic brothers, you know, now you got Jokic, but there was so many Nowitzki. So you got so many guys who came over because of the proliferation of basketball in that region, in their regions in Europe, Africa, and even in Asia. Look at the little Japanese dude now cooking because he's playing at his level. Okay. So again, you see where the international form of basketball had overtaken the American brand, and the American brand had to adapt. So to all the people out there complaining about the brand of basketball, this is an international brand of American basketball. And that's just the reality of it. It had to adapt to give the American player some credence to be able to perform on the world stage. Because we were sending our best park ballers over there, from Lamar Odom, you know, all those guys in the early 2000s, and they were getting smacked because they weren't playing team ball and they weren't playing ball movement. And then also the proliferation of dead-eye shooters from Europe that actually had athleticism but used it to shoot threes.
The fundamentals. It was the clash of styles. Yeah, we got artistic and we had to make the game look as, you know, ooh and ah as possible. At the end of the day, what's going to win?
And let me tell you why that happened with the Euro guys. The Euro guys got athleticism after 92, but they blended it into their game. So the athleticism and the speed, they got quicker to the spot, quicker on defense, better shot selection, better shot percentage, because the Dream Team destroyed them. Every single international team got destroyed. And there was a couple of teams that had guys who could compete against the NBA
at the same
guys
time. Right.
And who were trying to make some noise against them. But in 92, the world saw that our brand of basketball can't compete. So from 92 to 2022, in that span of what, 30 years, you don't think the international talent was going to catch up? And when that international talent came to the United States to play in the American League, the NBA, they brought that with them. Mike D'Antoni initiated the coaching change in style of shooting. He was the one who initiated the three ball as part of the offensive package. Let's not forget it. It didn't win him a championship, but Mike D'Antoni, who was a well-known and respected Euro FIBA coach, brought that coaching style to America. So I think that what is missing from the conversation regarding the NBA is some historical context into the evolution of where basketball is today. Basketball has changed. I myself admit to have making jokes about the shooting of the threes and clowning them on my show, but I do have a clear understanding, and I want the players, the GMs, and the fans to understand that. I'm not one of these talking heads that's just blowing smoke out of his ass. I actually have knowledge of the game. I played the game at a high level. I just didn't have the drive to continue because I had more interest in business and being a scholar. You know, I love education. But the concept behind it is the same that it's always been. The game evolved. If you go back 80 years, it was set shots, no dribbling, shooting in
right.
a peach basket.
Yeah, yeah, pass, run around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
but
a key
all that
here.
I wanted to get across to the public with like in one fell swoop. It's like they're not out there playing with their eyes closed or trying to make it with their feet. It's basketball. It's basketball at a level that's, you know, reflective
also,
of this era.
And also, too, you got to understand what I was also saying, and I need to add this in, that college basketball hasn't yet caught up to FIBA. It tried it a couple of seasons. I saw it. It didn't work. High school basketball now, in the NIL era, in the college basketball era, all getting NIL, you're going to have kids who play a certain style, and then when they move to the next level, they have to learn a new style. But when you go to the NBA, it's a complete foreign, quote unquote, pun intended, style of basketball. So I look at draft picks now And I don't look and say who's the kid with the most hype, who's the kid with the most ability.
Yeah, resume.
I look at it and say, who's the kid who's the best fit for the style of today's game? Just like you were mentioning the young man from UConn. He's a great fit for the style of what they want to do. And when you understand that and you have that clear understanding, especially when you have people who are knocking the game, I don't want to watch it. I don't know where the streaming and stuff is. And we're going to touch on that. But it really comes back to what I was saying before, is that you have to understand where the game is. Now, the NBA has some responsibility too. The NBA has some responsibility too. Number
Oh no,
one,
yes, and with that,
I want to talk about it. Yeah, go ahead.
we definitely will. Let me interject and just sort of put a bow on that segment. In that, look, I get it. There are flaws in the game right now, but I really get tired of the copycat sort of complaint about the game. When A, I don't think you're watching, or else you would have a whole lot more to say in a positive light or in a negative light about the game than what everybody else is saying. Because, like we said, season's been going good, man. One of the reasons we're getting this episode in now is because I wanted to sort of tailor this season around some of the articles I'm putting up on NBA.com, which has
There you
been going
go.
great.
Yeah.
Talked about the group. First article was about the Cavaliers. They're still the best team in the league. They were 8-0
Yeah, the
at the time.
Cavs are
Right
looking
now, I
good.
think they're 23-5 or 23-4. First place in the Eastern Conference still. And after that, I'm pitching, stories that I think are impactful. I talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder with Isaiah Hartenstein filling the void of Chet Holmgren. And what's funny is on episode one of the pod, we talked about it happening before it would happen. After it materialized, I got to pitch it, write about it. Oklahoma City is still doing their thing 100%. Fell short to Milwaukee in the NBA Cup Championship. That was one reflection of a thing I like about the Cup. It happened in the first iteration of it, and it happened again. It does, and that was one of my pitches. We ended up not focusing on that at the time. I'm going to deep dive the statistical comparison between those cup games, specifically the final four or the quarterfinals to the championship, and compare those numbers to playoff numbers. Because from a betting perspective, all those games that we saw in Vegas were unders. And the more experienced team that knew how to play through adversity and pressure and, with elimination stakes prevailed. Milwaukee's won a championship. They've got veterans, they've got playoff tested players. Oklahoma City Thunder, they're incredible. They're young, and they've got to get those stripes still. We saw in the first iteration, the Lakers breezed through the Pacers in the finals because, yes, the Pacers were hungry and dangerous and feisty. The Lakers had playoff tested players, and they smoked them in the championship and what was probably an under as well. But so those are just some observations from there that have been really, that I took away from the cup specifically. But I also talked about the Memphis Grizzlies.
You can't put down the cup. You can't put down the cup. You know the
You got
old
it in
uncle.
there.
I gotta do an old uncle joke. Go
I talked about the Grizzlies, and
ahead.
my tagline for that was Grizzlies getting it done by committee. The Grizzlies are an incredible watch right now. This is why I have that energy towards the complaint, is because if you're that frustrated with the league, I bet you're not watching. Oklahoma City, like I said, they've got a ridiculous core. Jalen Williams has jumped off the screen this year in the terms of the player he's growing into. But Memphis, man, Memphis has 15 guys that could start on their roster any given night. Ja, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson, Zach Edey, Brandon Clark. Laravia has been a dog. Santi Aldama's most improved or sixth man of the year candidate. This fool Jalen Wells is a rookie. I don't know where he played his college ball at. Conchar, like he might not even be on the team. Scottie Pippen Jr. Like this team has just been cycling bodies in and out of the lineup. And it doesn't matter who's healthy, who's not. They are still embodying grit and grind. They're one of the, they get the most deflections and loose balls and are an offensive rebounding threat. They beat Golden State yesterday. Did you see the score?
No, I didn't. I have to admit, I've been fully entrenched in football. We're still in bowl season, but go ahead.
They beat them by 51.
I wouldn't be surprised. You got a 7-foot guy. You should get
They
all the
beat them by
rebounds when
51.
Steph and these other guys are missing. I mean, that's what you
Every
should
active
see.
player for Memphis touched the court last night and scored.
That's international ball. That's international basketball. They use their players. Now, let's talk a little bit about how to make the fans more interested. I think the part of it, you keep touching on something about the fans aren't watching. And I'll tell you why they're not watching, because
And
it's
that's
harder to
why
watch.
I wanted to preface with that. And if you rewind it however long, I said, look, there's still an indictment to be had on the league for how
Yeah.
it's presenting its product and it needing to be revamped, which is now what I'm really ready to jump in with you. This is
Yeah,
what
yeah.
did I write this down as? This is the D Hoop University VSX redesigned NBA in 2025.
Let's do something with it. Let's do something with it
I'm
because
gonna
look.
try to because we've talked about this. I'm gonna try and somewhat document what we're going like as we break this down as well, so it's coherent and it's like, look,
Right.
we're not just talking unrealistically. Like this is something that can actually happen because it addresses all of the things we're about to address. That being
Right.
expansion, that being the need for more stakes, urgency, eliminating tanking. We've really got something here. So I'm gonna
We
try
got
and
some
turn it into
grease.
something in real time.
Yes.
But
Yes.
that's just because last night I did a blog where I covered all the games in real time throughout the night and put a bow on it at the end of the night with the top performances. So
Yep.
I just wanted to talk about the game where it's at today because there's plenty of good to get into. Now, the fans still do have very deserved access to grind, which is something
Yes,
that
they
the
do.
league needs to figure out. And I want to preface that with, have you seen, there's one organization in the NBA right now that I can say sees the problem and is actually doing something about it. That one team is the Phoenix Suns. They got a
Yeah,
new owner.
it's the Phoenix Suns. The
They got a
Phoenix
new
Suns.
owner the year they
Matt
went and got
Shibuya or
Kevin
something like
Durant.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Matt Ishbia.
Ishbia.
And
I called him
he got radical.
Shibby.
He had new owner syndrome. He went and traded for a star player, traded away
Right.
his picks, the whole nine. But
Right.
he also made every game free for fans in their market. All you have to do as an Arizona resident or something, it is 100% free to
Just
watch
go to the
all
game.
of the Phoenix Suns games. It is
Watch the games.
included in whatever you are watching TV on. And the second demonstration of that is that they just released this menu. Did you see that going around? They've slashed all their prices and they're calling it a value menu that's going to be available at the games for the rest of the season. Popcorn, hot dogs, a drink, a water, chips are all going to be $2. And
Smart.
look, we just call it a day. Look, they're $2. Y'all deserve something that y'all can afford for a family of,
Yes.
a couple, the modern family coming to the game
A
today.
family of 75. Remember, they're in Arizona. Hang on, let me get my
I wanted to highlight them as an example of somebody who observes the
hang
fact
on.
that, yeah, the average fan feels like the games are way too expensive to attend.
Yeah.
League pass, I get it. Why am I going to pay for this when there are ulterior motives or means
It's
to
called trip.
watch the game?
Yeah,
You know what
it's
I'm
called
saying?
trip.
And that's going to be, that's what I think is reflected the most in the ratings gradual decline or whatever.
Right.
Because flashback 2016, that game seven, Warriors Cavs set the record for viewership. So it's not that even in the past 10 years, people weren't turning their TV on to watch the game. But that's a, nationally broadcasted channel. Of course, that was easily accessible. But they'll tune in when there's, interesting figures and stakes and all of that. If you're not on that, if you're not that one game, that time slot, whether that's TNT Thursday or ABC Sunday once the NFL wraps up,
They got too many days.
you have to run a rat race to try and find your team's game. And if you
But that's
can't
the problem
find
with
your
the
team's
NBA.
game, you're not going to just be watching all of the other teams and catching what's actually happening. You're going to see what makes Twitter or
The
what
NBA
makes your
needs a day.
timeline.
The NBA
So.
needs a day. The NBA needs a day. The NBA has always been the ugly stepchild of broadcasting. Let me give you some more history about around why the NBA has never figured out how to deliver its product. The NBA, hang on. Let me get this light right here. You know, as you get
Yeah,
older,
no.
tech doesn't work that great. Okay, the NBA
I
was a
can't,
tape
yeah.
delay league. The NBA was a tape delay league for the longest, from its inception. Everything was on recorded film until the 1979 National Championship game with Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. That proved to the NBA that when these guys were drafted, that live broadcasting would be valuable for them to pay. The NBA was broke. They didn't have any advertisers. They had beer companies and tobacco, Redman and Michelob. You know, I know what it's like in advertising. You can't get money. It's hard to get that product pushed. But Magic and Bird built the league. They brought it into the live era in the 80s. And the Bad Boys came in, all those young guys, Isaiah, the Rick Mahorns, you know, the Dominique Wilkins. They added the dunk contest. They put the All-Star game because fans of basketball were used to seeing it on tape, edited tape delay. Even the championship. You would see the championship in the newspaper who won it and get your betting money and then watch the game the weekend with your boys and say, oh, look at what Magic did. That's really how it worked. I remember this. Then in the 80s, it getting live games of premier teams, Bulls, Blazers in the 90s, Celtics, Lakers, Showtime, Lakers. It became valuable. And also, that's when they began to promote the big market team because big markets have national affiliates, Boston, New York, LA. They have national affiliates to NBC, ABC, CBS. So the NBA was able to kind of, I guess you could say, string together a national syndication for those markets. And then I remember in the 90s, NBC, NBA on NBC, well, with John Tesh's theme song, which is now the theme song for Fox College Basketball. But in the that was the first full-time live NBA product. And the NBA did it well. Let me tell you the first thing they did well. They had recognizable theme music. The 90s were the era of theme. 70s, 80s, and 90s were the era of sitcom theme music, meaning television theme music, game shows.
Yeah, you hear it, you know what's on.
If I go, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Rest in peace, Alex Trebek. You know, you can sing
Still
good
watch
times.
Jet.
You can sing good times. Waiting in the chat line. Good times. I mean, you can remember these. So
Temporary layoff.
the NBA. You knew. So you could be in the grocery store and the little, the Aki. I'm from New York. You know, he had a little TV on. You hear it. You grab the snacks, throw the $2. You might leave the change and be like, oh, Jordan's on. Hey, Habib, keep the change, baby. We out. And that's no disrespect to nobody. That's just culture. And we got love for them. You know what I mean? But like I'm saying, now the NBA, it's not recognizable. The NBA is the cousin who shows up after being away for 20 years, like, hi guys, remember me? I've been around the world. I got a bunch of cool stuff. You don't care to see it? Hey, I'm your cousin Dale. You don't remember? No. You know, that's who the NBA is now. They have disconnected from the national fan in a way of viewership that would make it not only accessible, but also recognizable. You don't know who's the announcers. I can tell you the 90s, it was Marv Albert, Mike Fratello, until Marv bit that lady. But I can tell you, and then they went to Bob Costas and Ahmad Rashad, and the NBA now does not market anything. It's like it has no marketing budget. It's like they ran out of marketing budget after COVID. I don't know what happened to these guys. They don't, the branding and the accessibility of the branding, and we didn't talk about this earlier, but I had some new notes for you, is a big problem of the NBA. There's no identifiable source to know. You sometimes when things aren't broke, you don't fix it. You don't see Coca-Cola taking Santa off the bottles at Christmas time now, do you? No. You don't break what ain't broken. They need to be more in tune with creating some identifiers. You've got a league full of stars. But when I was growing up, it was you were an NBA superstar or it said NBA player in the paper. NBA superstar Michael Jordan, NBA player Tony Kukoc. Now everybody's designated a star and then you move to superstar. Okay, fine. But if no one viewership, let's go, we're sticking with that. We don't know when it's coming on. We don't hear an identifiable song. Your schedule is all but buried in a myriad of streaming programs, many of
Man.
whom are my sponsors, which I tell people all the time on my show, sign up for Fubo, sign up for Paramount Plus. You can still get some games. Fubo especially get some good NBA. But your scheduling is off. You don't have a day.
It's a lot
Football
for
has a day. No, all they got to do is call me. I'm available. I'm a licensed consultant. I can help these people. Football has a day. It's got Saturday and Sunday. And it starts on Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the local level. So your kids are already starting playing Thursday, Friday. But from viewership, you know, Saturday, Sunday, we got football. And then Monday, football stole Monday. They was like, look, we need another day.
It
Take
was
Monday.
one game. It's not
And then 20 years later, football was like, you know, we're pretty good at owning days. Let's take Thursday. And they took Thursday. So, you know, Thursday, you got some football. Friday, college hasn't really snuck in, but ESPN will just throw something on for you on Friday Night
Yeah.
Football. They'll throw
They
something out.
took Black Friday this year.
You know what I mean?
And then
They
they're
took
taking
they
the
taking Saturday
holidays.
tomorrow. They're taking Saturday tomorrow. You got 11 straight days of NFL.
A random Saturday.
Right, because the NFL knows that it can own a day.
That people
The
are home
NFL
right
knows
now.
that, but the NFL knows it can own a day.
Right.
The NBA used to own Christmas Day. It gave it up. Why? The NBA, this is how the NBA season used to go. October, we start. Summer League, you'd be here in Vegas, wherever. It was Vegas and Utah. You play Vegas, play Utah. Okay, you done. October, it start normally around the end of October, around my birthday. Why? Because I went to a lot of opening season games of the Knicks. Went home sad. Went home sad. But but Christmas, you knew. I'm getting a Christmas doubleheader. We gonna get some hoops. We watched a couple of crappy bowl games and the Lions stink this year. This is old school, not today. But we knew NBA Christmas doubleheader. We was gonna see Jordan back in the day, and then when Kobe took over, and then LeBron. And he messed up. That's why I'm like, man, they owned Christmas Day. I got to hang up on these people. These people, you know, people don't understand. I don't be worried about no phone call when I'm operating. The NBA needs a day. There's 7 days in a week. Pick one, own it, and own it. Their season is discombobulated. You got a tournament, a play-in, a summer league, all kind of nonsense. The NFL has expanded international without blinking an eye. Has the
Right.
NBA played a game overseas? Have your players, why don't you do a homecoming game? Play a game in Jokic's hometown. Play a game in one of these African gentlemen's country. This is how you expand interest in the league from an
Yeah, the
international
homecoming game sounds
standpoint.
fire. I
Yeah,
mean,
that
these are also
homecoming game,
things,
bro.
yeah.
But this is what they got to do before they're even getting to my great ideas to spice it
Yeah, no,
up.
let's
They
definitely
got
be
to
getting
make
to
the
this
rule. They got to own
scheduling.
a day.
Yeah, I
Scheduling,
hear
you
that though.
have to own a day. You need to pick a network for that day. And even if you do streaming, you can't get to streaming yet. NBA, you need a day. Nobody knows when you come on. I'm in the sports world. You come on at the most random, unopportune times. With the most
Yeah.
random games, with the most random lineups. So if you want to run it like FIBA, pick a day. Pick a day. Pick a day. If you know the NFL got half your week. So you basically got Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Own that.
From January on, you know, that's when you really get to lock in. Let's talk about
No, because the NFL.
that was
No,
insightful
because the no,
because
because football is gonna stay on for spring. You got XFL, the Super Bowl is the big
I
game.
know the draft.
Yeah,
They got
the
to contend with
draft.
the draft.
Football pretty much owns the calendar. But go ahead to what you're
Oh,
getting
for
ready to say.
sure.
Thank you for that compliment.
Yeah, no. And would you look at that? That is the bell, if you will. Sorry, but we're going to have to cut this off right here. But there is more to this conversation that shall be released in a bonus deluxe edition, if you will.
But give us your feedback. Make sure you head up to the YouTube page. Check out everything that's dropping over there as well. Check out the nightly pulse from last night. Merry Christmas, everybody out there. Cheers to quality time with the fam and enjoying the holidays and charging up and recuperating.